The country's first federal chief information security officer launches a one-stop shop for cybersecurity guidance and good ideas. Cyber.gov will go live in a couple weeks, says retired Brigadier General Greg Tuhill. The site will be a place for agencies to share best practices for cybersecurity. Here to tell us more is Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Hi there, Meredith.
Hi, Jared.
So tell us about this new website.
So cyber.gov is going to be an online bank for cybersecurity best practices. It's coming up in a couple weeks. It'll go live then. And federal CISO staff are currently working on setting up some basic guidance for the agencies that are going to be using it. Greg Tuhill announced this website during an FCS cybersecurity summit this week in Washington. And he just took the job in September. So this was one of his first opportunities to talk about his priorities for the federal cybersecurity efforts. And best practices are just part of his multi-pronged approach.
Failure to keep systems properly patched and configured, a compromised username and password when multi-factor authentication is available, antique and unsupported equipment, and execution of unauthorized malicious code are common and preventable issues that lead to what many of you have pointed out are really epic failures. I believe that a contributing factor to these epic failures is that risk is not being properly managed. We have to and we will do a better job. We need to focus on implementing best practices throughout our organizations. Now, I want to emphasize that I don't believe that compliance is not always the right approach, because compliance doesn't bring you best practices, but best practices bring you compliance.
That was Greg Tuhill, the federal chief information security officer. And what he means about the compliance and best practices, for example, is that there are a bunch of dated cybersecurity policies in use. And while an agency might be using a policy from like 2003, that's technically the only one on the books to use, but that doesn't mean it's the best way to fight a cyber threat. But that's where cyber.gov can help. Here's Tuhill again.
On cyber.gov, what we're looking at doing is having a one-stop repository for folks that are looking at best practices for collaboration and the like. And we're working across our staff right now and setting up some basic guidance on the website. But we're going to be partnering across federal government with such organizations as NIST, DHS, and others so that we have an easy one-stop shop for cyber information that talks the goal, the strategy, strategic implementation plan, best practices, community of interest, and the like.
Tuhill said he would also like to establish a sort of advisory council comprised of state, local government reps, as well as private sector representatives to get some ideas. But he said that'll be a volunteer type thing, no payment or anything like that.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers is with us on the Federal Drive. And Meredith, Tuhill, obviously this is one of his first public appearances as he's speaking here at the FCS Cyber Symposium. Aside from this new website, what other new initiatives, what else does he want to have happen to address cybersecurity issues during his probably short tenure as CISO?
Right. So Tuhill said another important factor to consider when looking at cyber threats is the workforce. And one of the first things to remember is that employees are part of the frontline defense now, but they're also the weakest link. And that's why in 2017, there's going to be new education and training techniques. Tuhill said cybersecurity training can't be just an annual review of a computer program anymore. Supervisors have to get very specific with employee training. And he said, some of this stuff as far as protecting information can be as simple as just shredding paper or not discussing certain information over the phone. He mentioned it kind of being like a holistic approach to education and training, and that actually includes some entertainment.
Entertainment in what way? What do they have in mind?
So Tuhill suggested a video competition between agencies to come up with the best cybersecurity informational video based on CISO Council directives. He suggested like a friendly thing, kind of like the Doritos Chips does at the Super Bowl when you can put in for the most creative advertisement and the winner gets on television. This would be a video that's posted to YouTube. And Tuhill said he's also already looking at the next generation of cybersecurity employees.
One of the things that I'm looking at exploring, and I've talked to one of my friends over in the Department of Education, wouldn't it be interesting to have a competition across the country where we have Smokey the Bear, only you can prevent forest fires. We got Woods the Owl, give a hoot, don't pollute. We got McGruff the Crime Dog, take a bite out of crime. What about cyber? maybe we need to have a competition amongst the school kids in America to tell us about Byte, the cyber mascot, and that's B-Y-T-E. Tell me what Byte looks like and what's Byte's background, and tell me what Byte says besides just Stop, Think, and Connect. Stop, Think, and Connect is great, but wouldn't it be cool if the school kids in America got their energy and their enthusiasm and their creativity and help us define something that will be an enduring and an enduring reminder of the importance of cybersecurity in our society. It'd be a great way, I think, to also to help motivate boys and girls to join us in the cybersecurity professions.
So we'll see the cyber.gov stand up in the next coming weeks and maybe keep an eye out for a new cybersecurity mascot.
Yes, we'll keep our eyes peeled for Byte. Thanks for the update, Meredith.
Thanks, Jared.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.